ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। अत पुत्र तथा त्वष्टा जुहाव इंद्राय सात्रवे इंद्रसात्रो विवर्धस्व मा चिरं जाहि विद्विषम्। अत पुत्रस्ततस्त्वष्टा जाहवेन्द्राय सात्रवे जुहवेन्द्राय सात्रवे इन्द्रसात्रो विवर्धस्व माचीरं जाहि विद्विषाम् अत पुत्रस्ततस्त्वष्टा जुहवेन्द्राय सात्रवे इन्द्रसात्रो विवर्धस्व माचीरं जाहि विद्विषाम् अत पुत्रस्ततस्त्वष्टा जुहवेन्द्राय सात्रवे इन्द्रसात्रो विवर्धस्व माचीरं जहि विद्विषाम्।
All right.
Ladies? Okay. Hata Putra, who lost his son. Tata, thereafter. Twashta. Twashta, Juhava, performed a sacrifice. Indraya, of Indra. Satrave, for creating an enemy. Inda Satro, O enemy of Indra. Vivardasva, increase. Ma, not. Chiram, after a long time. Jahi, kill. Vidvisham, your enemy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After Vishwarupa was killed, his father Twashta performed ritualistic ceremonies to kill Indra. He offered oblations in the sacrificial fire, saying, O enemy of Indra, flourish to kill your enemy without delay. Please repeat. After Vishwarupa was killed, his father, Twashta, performed ritualistic ceremonies to kill Indra. He offered oblations in the sacrificial fire, saying, O enemy of Indra, flourish to kill your enemy without delay. Purport. There was some defect in Twashta's chanting of the mantra because he chanted it long instead of short. And therefore the meaning changed. Twashta intended to chant the word Indra Satro, meaning O enemy of Indra. In this mantra, the word Indra is in possessive case, Sashti. And the word Indra Satro is called Tatpurusha, compound, Tatpurusha Samasa. Unfortunately, instead of chanting the mantra short, Twashta chanted it long, and its meaning changed from the enemy of Indra to Indra, who is an enemy. Consequently, instead of an enemy of Indra's, there emerged the body of Vritasura, of whom Indra was the enemy. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Sri Laita Sri Vishakan Vitam Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanasute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindaya Tulsi Devyaya Priyaya Kesavasicha Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavati Namo Namah Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhevita Paitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is an interesting sloka book, Mukundamala Sostra. But it is not just a sloka book. It has the best Sanskrit prayers. Wonderful Sanskrit prayers. Prabhupada used to recite one or two slokas from this book. Thereafter, His Holiness Sasrup Das Goswami Maharaj, he got the whole book printed. There is one very, very interesting verse in this book. I am not a Sanskrit scholar or grammatician. I don't know much about Sanskrit. I can't even read Sanskrit straight. I have to read it from the English. I can't even read straight from the Sanskrit. Prabhupada commented, he forbade his disciples to learn Sanskrit. He told them, no. Teach your children. Because it will take 10 to 12 years
to actually master the language. He said, you have to be busy serving Krishna. Don't waste your time learning Sanskrit. So we have some amazing way of pronouncing slokas in ISKCON. Most of them are how not to chant. Most of those examples are how not to chant. So, there is some way of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by Chinese. You will be amazed. I don't know whether Krishna will understand it or not. So, but Prabhupada said, don't worry, I am there. So Prabhupada tried to give Gayatri Mantra to one very nice devotee. After 4 or 5 attempts, Prabhupada told him, forget it. He couldn't chant Gayatri Mantra. But the movement is going on. Because Prabhupada is past master in Sanskrit. So we don't have to be individually be so great. But Prabhupada said, try to teach to your children. So, just as a sample of how wonderful the language is. It's an amazing language. People don't know about Sanskrit, but it's a great language, an amazing language. But language alone is not enough. That is the Prabhupada's point. Just learning, becoming a Sanskrit pundit, that alone is not enough. But if one can do both, so I'll read some more. First I'll read the sloka and then I'll read something more. First I'll read the translation so that you are able to hear the sloka properly. Translation. This is by Kulasekar Alwar. May Krishna, the spiritual master of the three worlds, protect us. It is like short command or short instruction or short statement. So you'll see different things in this translation. Something is a statement, something is an instruction, something is a command. May Krishna, the spiritual master of the three worlds, protect us. Continually bow down to Krishna. Krishna has killed all our enemies. Obeisances to Krishna. From Krishna alone this world has come into being. I am the servant of Krishna. This entire universe rests within Krishna. O Krishna, please protect me. So, this is an example how in Sanskrit, Krishna, the name of Krishna, how it can be part of different expressions. Krishno Rakshatuno Jagatraya Guru Krishnam Namadvam Sada Krishnena Kila Satravo Vinihata Krishnaya Tasmai Namaha Krishnad Eva Samuttitam Jagadidam Krishnasya Dasosmyaham Krishne Tishtati Vishwam Etad Akilam He Krishna Rakshaswamam. So there are many cases. Cases means how a name can be brought into a sentence in different ways. First case, second case, like there are 8 cases. So in the purport, Solana Satrudhar Goswamaja writes, His Grace Gopiparadana Prabhu notes, this verse uses each of the 8 grammatical cases of the word Krishna, one after another in the order. There's an order of 8 cases. So all the 8 cases in proper order, Kulasekar Alwar has used in this verse. By this Krishnaized Sanskrit composition, Krishnaized, the poet reveals various ways to approach Lord Krishna's name and pastimes. This verse is reminiscent of how Lord Chaitanya, then known as Nimai Pandita, taught Sanskrit grammar when he was a 16-year-old schoolmaster. He opened his own Chatushpati village school in the area of Navadvipa, and at first he would teach grammar in the traditional way. But after returning from Gaya, where he received initiation from Srila Ishwarapuri, he would simply explain Krishna in all the readings of grammar. Srila Prabhupada writes, in order to please Lord Chaitanya, Srila Jiva Goswami later composed a grammar in Sanskrit in which all the rules of the grammar are exemplified with the holy names of the Lord. This grammar is still current and is known as Harinamamrita Vyakarana and is prescribed by the syllabus of Sanskrit schools in Bengal even today. Prabhupada writes this in Srimad Bhagavatam introduction. Here King Kulashekara addresses Lord Krishna as the spiritual master of the three worlds, the killer of enemies, and the creator and maintainer of the universe. Although the Supreme Lord appoints intermediaries to represent him as guru, protector, creator, and maintainer, Lord Krishna is the ultimate person behind all those who act on his behalf. The bona fide initiating and instructing gurus faithfully carry the message of the original guru, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, the Lord is a guru in a more direct sense, since he personally becomes a spiritual master for any aspiring devotee. Even today, through his teachings in the Bhagavad Gita, and as Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within the heart, he is also the personal inner guide for every living being. Jaya Shri Radha Rasdaya Tavasya Jaya Shri Sitaramanam Jaya Shri Gonetvaya Panchatutkaya. In a similar way, Lord Krishna protects all the jivas as Mahavishnu when they merge into him at the time of universal annihilation. He kills demons for the benefit of all human beings when he appears in his various avatars. Although one should not expect Lord to come running to protect us or teach us as if he were our servant, a sincere devotee should expect Krishna's guidance and protection and also accept them in whatever form they come. The standard method of receiving Krishna's instruction and protection is through the parampara or disciplic succession, which embodies the combined potency of guru, sastra and sadhu, the spiritual master, scriptures and the saintly devotees. Therefore, we may all call out directly to Lord, O Krishna, please protect me, and receive his mercy in parampara. So basically, today's verse focuses on the pitfalls, the dangers of not using the language, diction, the phonetics, not using it properly can change the situation from favorable to unfavorable. So this kind of a situation changing, first it happens in the mind. When the mind and the sense don't coordinate, then there happens a mistake. So when we want to chant our daily rounds, if our mind is not willing, it cannot be coordinated properly by the tongue. If the mind is wandering, you can be sure the sound will not be proper. We may even miss some words, some syllables. It's our daily experience, how it happens. So when the mind is agitated, that means in anger or in the mood of revenge or in any disturbed condition, it is better not to speak. Because instead of saying one thing, we may say 10 things. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam. So, even in ordinary business, commercial, you know, day-to-day life, so many mistakes happen. There's hundreds of stories how things went wrong. Especially nowadays, if you say something wrong, you cannot take it back because it is recorded somewhere. It's very difficult nowadays to say, oh, I didn't say that, because it gets recorded. But originally, even before mobile and all these things came, all our speech is recorded in the atmosphere. Nowadays they call it cloud computing. Cloud computing. So this word cloud is used in the Sanskrit as akashic record. What? So now in modern language they use it cloud computing. So therefore a Vaishnava is extremely careful, and Krishna gives a good clue how to be a Vaishnava without getting into trouble. He says, Kirtaniya Sadahari. If somebody insults you, say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If somebody gives you a garland, say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Bhagavad Gita, there are some wonderful slokas. Krishna, he says who is very, very dear to him. So in chapter 12, from text number 13 onwards, it's very, very wonderful description. And I don't know whether it's possible actually to live like that. Some of you, I don't know if you bring the Gita, maybe we can read a few slokas from that. Bhagavad Gita, you know, chapter 12, starting from text 13. Actually, there are 8 verses in that. So, you know, we have Guru Ashtaka, we have Siksha Ashtaka, right? So there are many Ashtakas. So, but there is no such thing called Bhakta Ashtaka. Is there a Bhakta Ashtaka? See, we all glorifying Guru and Krishna. But Krishna also wants to glorify his devotee. So Krishna made a Bhaktashtaka. So these 8 slokas, they are Bhaktashtaka. Krishna is glorifying his devotee. He is very dear to me, he is very, very dear to me. So wonderful, I don't know if it's possible for us to, so many wonderful advice in this verse. So I don't know whether I should read the sloka or translation. Sloka is good, okay. Adveshtas sarva bhutanam maitraha karuna yevacha. Nirmamo nirhankaraha samadukka sukakshami santushtaha satatam yogi yatatma drida nischayaha mayyar pitamano buddhir yomad bhakta same priya yasmanno dvijate loko lokanno dvijate chaya harsha marsha bayodvegair muktaya sachame priyaha anapeksha sutirdaksha udasino gatavyataha sarvarambha parityagi yomabhakta same priyaha yona hrishyati na dveshti na sochati na kankshati subashubha parityagi bhaktiman sa ya same priya samasatrau cha mitre cha tatamana pamanayo sitoshna sukadukkeshu samasanga vivarjitaha tulya ninda sutir mauni santushto yena kena chet aniketa stiramatir bhaktiman me priyo nara yetu dharmamritam idam yatoktam paryupasate shraddha dhana mat parama bhaktaste ativa me priya. So individually one should digest what Krishna is recommending in that. So to become a Vaishnava is very easy if you are simply obedient. Absolutely no question asked. Is that possible? No questions asked. Not only in spiritual life, in material life also. In the army, you have to follow the command. In family life, you have to follow the leader. In government, you have to follow the officer. What if they make a mistake? There are two ways to approach. If something goes wrong, there are two ways. One is, if you are well established in devotion, you can forgive. If you are strong spiritually, you follow something and then something goes wrong, you will have the strength to forgive. Especially for brahmanas. The brahmana's shakti increases when he forgives. When a brahmana gets agitated, he loses his power. So austerity and forgiveness makes a brahmana very, very strong. So only in one exceptional case, the brahmanas, they took action. That is in the case of King Vena. And of course, there is one more instance. In the case of Yadus and Bojas, when they played a trick, acting like pregnant woman, what child will be born? Then the sages also took some action they took. So brahmanas is not that they cannot act, but they can. But generally they don't. Generally they forgive. That example is Avanti Brahmana. Avanti Brahmana said, I don't want to blame anybody. So if something goes wrong, don't worry. You can forgive. Now you say, no, Prabhu, how can I forgive? Okay. Then somebody will tell you if you don't forgive. If you don't forgive, then it is your karma. You have to suffer it. So it is better to forgive than to think it's your karma. You have to go through that situation. So one of the two things you have to accept. Either you forgive if something goes wrong, or you say, what can I do? It's my karma. That's the only way you can face this situation. So, it is always difficult to face when a punishment is or when a curse is given. Like in the story of Vritasura, Chitraketu, Mother Parvati got upset. And she cursed, oh, since when you have become the ruler of the world, you upstart, you become a demon. So, Chitraketu bowed down. He accepted it. No protest. He didn't say it is my karma. He didn't say I forgive you. He didn't take it as an insult. He was not even just tolerating. He simply accepted it. And Lord Shiva glorified him. So it is not impossible. Like Maharaj Parikshit. With Kali he was very strong. But with Sringi he was quiet. Ambarish. Bali Maharaj. Sukracharya forbade him. He told him, you lose all your wealth. But he went ahead. And Lord Vamana blessed him. The situation changed. Sukracharya cursed him, but Vamana blessed him. So there are two types of curses and there are two types of reaction. Like the four Kumaras, when they cursed, Jai Vijay simply accepted it. They said, go to the material world. You don't deserve to be here. Jai Vijay simply accepted it. So, Even if somebody will say something bad, even if somebody will curse, for a Vaishnava it becomes a blessing. So it's a question of how to be a fixed up staunch devotee. Then whatever the circumstances, it doesn't matter. So the reaction can be different. Sometimes in Daksha Yajna there was cursing and counter cursing. It went on. It didn't stop. It went on for a long time. Cursing and counter cursing. Sometimes it may not be a curse. It may be an insult. Like in Dhuru Maharaj's case. Dhuru Maharaj was not cursed. But it was an insult to him. But he tolerated it. And he acted on it in a different way. He didn't fight with his stepmother. He acted on it in a different way. Like Bhrigumuni, he went and he put his foot on Lord's chest. Now, it's definitely an insult because Lakshmi left that place immediately. Because the Lakshmi resides on the chest of the Lord. Even though Lord Narayan didn't get upset, Lakshmi was upset. So Lakshmi left Vaikuntha. You know where she went? You know where Lakshmi went after that? She went to Kolhapur. So you'll see Lakshmi in Kolhapur alone, no Vishnu. So it was insult. So Lakshmi left, but Lord Narayan, he didn't feel insulted. He was not even tolerating. He was so kind and loving, he held the, you know, foot of the Bhrigumuni and said, "Oh, my chest is like iron, stone. I hope your leg is not hurt." So a lot happens in the mind before it comes in the mouth. So we have to control the traffic. We have to control the traffic. That is Vacho Vegam. Manasa Krodha Vegam. So sometimes even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they may not have such control between the mind and the mouth and the action. Only when someone is free from lust, then someone can be free from anger. Anger is a greater force, but cause of that anger is lust. So the Lord does not have lust or anger. So he did not respond to Bhrigumuni's that kind of a behavior. So Vaishnavas, they follow that. So when Daksha cursed Narada Muni, what did Narada Muni do? He accepted it. Huh? He said, "Thank you for free world travel." Thank you for? Daksha became his travel agent. He got free non-stop world tour. I think we should get some of that. So the another type of curse is there, that when like in this case of Parvati and Vritasura, and also Narada Muni cursing Kuvera's sons, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, they only asked when we will be relieved from this. They should become trees. Say when that, then he said, "Okay, Lord Krishna will come and, you know, he will deliver you." Same thing with King Nriga. He was also cursed because of some small exchange of some cows from one side to other side for two Brahmins. The cows moved from one side to the other side. So the Brahmin got upset and he cursed King Nriga to become a chupkali, you know, lizard, and stay in the well. He accepted that. So there are many instances of curse. Some of them, I think I noted down. And Yamaraj. Yamaraj was cursed by Mandavya Muni. You know the story, no? Because of, you know, in the childhood, somebody may have done some sin. So Yamaraj gave a very strong punishment. Then the Mandavya Muni said, yeah, you don't deserve to be the lord of punishment. Because you don't know how to appropriately punish. He said, you become a Sudra. So he comes. So we should take to heart that if we simply perform our devotional service, whatever may come, in Prabhupada's own life, it's an open book. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi saishnuna. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadah. So Vaishnava culture and Vaishnava behavior, it is not theoretical. Iskon se sunna aur iskon se chodna. Wo sanstha ka naam hai iskon. Okay? Iskon se sunna aur iskon se chodna. वो संस्था का नाम क्या है? उसके लिए प्रभुपाद जी ने संस्था नहीं बनाई. In one place, Prabhupada writes, a true devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he can deliver one planet alone himself. Not just through two, three states in India. He can deliver a whole planet. I think now we have to start interplanetary travel to deliver all the planets. He says they are powerful. He says Lord Brahma and Indra, they are like insects. Their power is nothing in front of the power of a pure devotee of the Lord. It's not a small thing actually to serve the Lord. Sincerely, satatam kirtayanto mam, kirtaniya sadahari. Right? So there are so many times Krishna says, you know, always think of me, always do everything from me, yat karoshi, yat asnasi, yat juhoshi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi, kaunteya. Do we want to do everything for Krishna? If you leave Krishna, then it is Deviyesha Gunamayi. Mammaya Duratyaya. It's like telling, oh, I'm tired of breathing in and out. I want to rest for half an hour. I want to stop my breath for half an hour. Will we think like that? Just like breathing. So to be in Krishna consciousness is like that. The breathing is involuntary. Whether you are happy or unhappy, rich or poor, the breathing goes on. It doesn't change because of your mental situation. Like that, Krishna consciousness is like breathing. Spontaneous. Are we ready? So, there are many testing times Not necessarily because a particular, sometimes it is due to curse also, sometimes it is due to karma also. So Harishchandra was tested like anything, because he wanted to only speak truth and the demigods wanted to make him tell a lie. So the demigods are also Atankavadis. Don't think they are nice people. Especially when the brahmachari becomes determined to be a brahmachari, then he has to fight against 33 crore devatas. It is one brahmachari against how many? Who is going to win? It's not only devatas, it is devi and devatas. Prabhupada says the moment one decides, I'm going to wear saffron, then the shooting starts. The most harassed people on earth are the brahmacharis. Their mind never gives them a moment of rest. So demigod becomes, because you're going to go back home, back to Godhead. And the demigods, they check all your system, whether you are suitable to go back home, back to Godhead or not. So you have to be absolutely convinced. Even if you become like, you know, situation of Harishchandra, at one point of time, he was a king, he had to become, what do you call in Hindi? The behead. He was given the job of beheading the criminals. Hatya karna unko. So, and the demigods conspired in such a way, they created a case against his wife, Chandramati. And she was brought, saying that she stole something from the palace, something like that. And she was brought in front of Harishchandra. And Harishchandra could not recognize her and she could not recognize him. But then the demigods came and told Harishchandra, Hey, wait. Don't kill her. Just look carefully. Who is that? That's your wife, Chandramati. So Harishchandra said, I don't care who is it. I got order to, you know, behead her. And then he lifted the sword, took it all the way up. And then he brought it down. And then what happened? The sword turned into a garland and it fell on Chandramati's shoulder. All the devatas were in ecstasy. They said, oh, amazing, amazing. How wonderful this personality is. How wonderful this personality is. So we have so many stories of great kings, like King Shibi. He cut his own flesh because the devatas, they have their own leela. So what they did, one devata became a pigeon and another devata became a vulture. So this vulture started chasing a pigeon or some bird like that. Then this pigeon came flying through into the palace of King Shibi and fell at his feet. And the vulture came. The vulture was standing there. Shibi understood immediately. Then he told the vulture, okay, you want food? All right. Then he took a knife and started cutting flesh from his thigh and throwing it. He had nothing to do with it. But in order to protect the pigeon, he had to satisfy the vulture. And who is this vulture? And the pigeon demigods. Same with the King Rantideva. Different demigods came. After fasting, he has to eat. He did not have much. When first somebody came, he gave half of what he had. Then again somebody came, he gave half of what was left. Then another person came, he gave that peace also. So there are so many wonderful stories to encourage us. So, Krishna is encouraging, Prabhupada is encouraging, the Shastras are encouraging, the devotees are encouraging. Simple. Stane Sita Sruti Gatan. That's all. Sruti Gatan. According to Shastra, according to the pure devotees, according to Guru, Stane Sita Kiba Vipra Kibanyasi Sudakene Noi Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Say Guru Hoy. Stane Sita. It can be a man, woman, child, old man, rich, poor. No difference. Sruti Gatan. There's a whole chapter in this book, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Vani Vaibhav. There's a whole chapter on the importance of Shastra. Amazing. How to approach Shastra? Like we have how to approach Guru. Right? That, you know, what is that? Samitpani Sotriyam Brahmanishtam. Tad Vijnanatam Sagurum Eva Bhigachet. Samitpani Sotriyam Brahmanishtam. How to approach a Guru. So like that, like how to approach Shastra? So if someone is actually seriously learning, want to learn Shastra, then he will not feel tired or hungry or like Parikshit Maharaj. He was the best example of how to approach Shastra. Parikshit Maharaj is the best example how to approach Shastra. So, it is called Tapo Divyam. So there is complete guidance, complete encouragement, and perfect process. At one point Prabhupada says, take to Krishna's leadership. He is first class. He is perfect. He is A1. Take to Krishna's leadership. He is perfect. He is first class. He is A1. So we get so much of encouragement. But we have to walk the talk. We have to implement it in our life. I'll stop here. I don't know whether we have time for any question or discussion. Mike Denham.
Hare Krishna. As usual, nice class. Thank you very much. I have a comment. Explaining this verse, that is, let us see the whole situation. This whole sixth canto is called Poshan. Poshan means maintenance. And Lord maintains anybody who does something for him. Even Indra. So this is example that how Lord has maintained Indra. Although Indra cut the head. And he got purified by distributing the sin to different people. Tvashta heard everything after 1 year. Because he was in meditation. And as soon as he heard, he became very angry. So this was not justified. So two people worked that time. One was Saraswati and other was Lord himself. Lord thought Indra is the king of the heaven. If he is killed, then what will happen? He didn't want that. So he asked Saraswati to go and be on the tongue of Tvashta. Because although he was a demigod, he was attached to his son. Now necessarily, Vishwarupa was not bad. Even while offering the obligation from the sight of demons, what was the purpose of Jagya? To please Vishnu. So he wanted to please Vishnu by offering obligation from the side of demigod as well as from the side of demon. So they don't fight. They don't fight and Vishnu can bring peace. So he has greater vision. But Indra, as selfish he was, he thought, "Are, I am paying for everything. This fellow is doing on their behalf." So he cut the head off. Now when Tvashta was angry, in angry mood, people lose their thing. So he lost. So in purport you see two samas, Bahubrihi samas and Tatpurush samas. The definition of Bahubrihi samas and Tatpurush samas is, Bahubrihi samas, the first, pratham pad, is important. And Tatpurush samas, both sides is important. So here this word Indra Satro is the real word. Indra Satro. In Brahubri Samas, Indra, who is the enemy, Juhava Indraya Satrave, enemy is Indra, he is the Pradhan. So this Jagya was done to kill that Satru or that enemy that was known as Indra, is called Brahu Brihi Samas. But Saraswati came and he pronounced Indra Satrave by giving some, you know, a space between these two. He said, "Hey Indra, hey Satru, Vibhasva." Here both is important. Indra as well as enemy of Indra. So, O Indra, O enemy, increase. When Machiram, don't take so long, immediately, come on, jaldi, and kill your enemy. So, that's what calls us, you know, Tatpurush Samas, where both are important, and Bahubrihi Samas, only one first part is important. Like Mata Pita, is called Tatpurush Samas. Bap Beta is Bahubrihi Samas. Bap is important. He first comes Bap, then Mata Pita, both are important. Tatpurush Samas. Thank you.
So that reminds me about that Digvijay Pandit meeting Lord Chaitanya. So he also prayed to Saraswati, "Why did you abandon me? I mean worshipping you." Then Saraswati told him, "You know, you are worshipping me, but I am worshipping Nimai." So then he couldn't say anything. So you may worship Saraswati, but Saraswati is worshipping Nimai. So therefore, obviously he made a mistake. He said, "How I can make a mistake? You know, I am your, you know, chela." Okay, then Saraswati says, "I am also your chela. I am Nimai's chela. I have to serve him." So all this goes to show that even though, like Harishchandra, like Sibi, there may be so many tests. But the point is, we have to remember what Krishna wants. Krishna says, "Such and such a devotee is very, very dear to me." Of course, other than that, there are also that 26 qualities, Sadhu Bhushanam, Kripalu, Akrita, Droha, Satyasara, Sama, Nidosha, Vadanya, Madhu, Suchi, Akinchana, Akama, Aniha, Stira, Vijeta, Sadguna, Sarvopakaraka, Shanta, Krishnaika, Sharana, Mitabuk, Apramata, Manada, Amani, Gambhira, Karuna, Maitra, Kavi, Daksha, Mauni. There are so many qualities. Yasya Devi, Parabhakti, Yada Devi, Tata Guru. The point is, if we see Prabhupada's life, at no point of time we can feel we are harassed more than Prabhupada. You read Prabhupada Lilamrita. Prabhupada had to walk from his room to another building if he wanted to take a bath. In his room there was no bathroom. There was no furniture to sleep. Like that, it was there in Chippewada also. Last time also I mentioned. There is nothing to complain for us. We have to become inspired by Prabhupada. We have to see how he did it. Who can imagine going to a hippie kingdom? It was a hippie kingdom where Prabhupada went. What? What place to go? Amazing! Find Prabhupada landed in the worst possible place. And no money, no friends, everybody is a stranger. But he created community. He created a community in New York. He created a community in San Francisco. He created a community in Los Angeles. Then he created a community in London. He created community. It's not so easy. Even today, it's not so easy to take care of and keep the devotees. In those days, when Prabhupada had hardly anything. Without such community, there could not have been an international society. So communities are very important. So if Vaishnavas together as a community, we can help each other to become more stabilized, more fixed up. We should forget about Adhyatmik, Adidevik, Adibhautik problem. Because that is only for material progress. For spiritual progress, Adhyatmik, Adidevik, Adibhautik cannot do anything. Spiritual progress cannot be stopped by Adhyatmik, Adidevik, Adibhautik. Only material process can be stopped. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki, Nidai Gaur Premanande. Oh.